basketball. There's a lot of pivoting. All of your movement you can do as long as you keep one foot pivoted. So there's this sense of there's a groundedness to it, but you can still have movement and fluidity. And that's really how that plays into the creative process. Welcome to Tapping Creativity, a podcast for the creative community. Yes, it's a podcast for you. Whether you're looking for insight, inspiration, or community, you found yourself in the right place. My name is Matthew Temple. I am the host. And on this podcast, we go into questions, inspirations, challenges of the creative process. It's about connecting with other artists, hearing what other people are struggling with, their wins, their challenges. If you like what you hear, make sure you subscribe, follow, share. If you really like what you hear, give us a thumbs up or give us some kind of review. And with that, let's hop into this week's episode. Hello and welcome to this week's episode of Tapping Creativity. Again, if you have not been with us for a while or through this whole section today, in these last couple of months, we've been working on what I call the 9 P's of powerful and effective creating. It is a culmination of my work of years of working with and really coaching and guiding creators and creatives from my time as a producer and then as the vice president of production and development for Millie Pictures, and then also working with individuals, both mentors and clients alike. And all of that work really culminated in my book, The Creative's Handbook, which takes a lot of that work that I've done and these systems and these things that I found that work really, really well and put them in a book. Nice thing is, if you really want the book, matthewctemple.com/handbook, grab yourself a copy. But I will tell you this, you don't need it. Yes, you can give me some money, but you don't have to because this is completely free. It is a gift that I'm giving. So if you're just joining us, make sure that it's not going to make a lot of sense until you go back to the first episode of this series that we're doing. So yeah, go back and start from ground one, from the first episode, as we kind of like jump into this really exciting series. Today, we are going into the 7th P, what I'm calling pivot. So let's dive right in to this week. One of the things that I've found that I think is really exciting when I work with artists or really anybody, you know, if you're kind of talking about your work and your and the things you're doing, there's these two phrases I hear all the time, like, you know, I've realized whatever, or I've also realized, or it's occurred to me, I've discovered, like I finally understand this thing. And it's like, that's awesome, right? That's discovery. Like that's what we show up for, is I've been doing all this work and I've realized that. That means now I know something I didn't know before because I've been working on this thing and here I am. And so that part of the creative process that it feels great, that aha feeling. Sometimes it can be a little bit like, ooh, like I've been doing all this work and now I realized I've been kind of misguided for a while and now I've figured it out. But while that feeling can be there, in the reality, when you step back, there is nothing better than, aha, I've now come to realize that. And that's where this 7th P, pivot, comes into play. There are times where you're going to need to pivot because you've had an aha. You've learned something you didn't know at the beginning of your journey. You couldn't have known it until you got to this point. And now you need to make some changes. If you have kids or you have nieces or nephews or whatever, you probably know that if you see them all the time, you don't necessarily see them grow. Like as you were growing up with your brothers or sisters or your parents, you didn't necessarily see them grow because you saw them every day. So you see the growth changes in an individual in these intervals when you can step away and then when you come back. But if and when you're in the growth situation, it's actually hard to see just how profound your growth is. And you're probably in this situation where since you've started this process, you have grown so much. But you're not seeing it because you're with it every day. It's like growing up with your brother. It's like seeing your own kid growing every day. You see it when you get that distance. So things change when you're not watching them. but they're actually always changing. And for this reason, it's also hard to see how much we've changed or grown throughout our creative process. So when you start and you're truly engaging in your process, you will grow about as much as a two-year-old in a short period of time. And if you can stand back and see, if you say, my goodness, you sure have grown up. So you grow enormously when you engage in this work, but you don't see it because you're there all the time. As I've been, you know, working with writers and filmmakers primarily, and there's this aha moment, and it feels as though it was always there. Catherine Schulz, who wrote a book that I love called Being Wrong, one of the things that she talks about is that we don't have the experience very often of being wrong, because as soon as we realize we're wrong, now we have the new information and we go from, oh, I was wrong, to immediately I'm right, and now I'm right again for a really long time until that happens again. And it's the same thing with these ideas and this growth that we're going through. You're like, oh, I just realized that I need to do it in this way or whatever that growth piece is. But as soon as it happens, you're like, it just kind of feels like it's there. It's part of you now. So it's not this amazing thing. But from the outside, if you and I were talking and we talked right at the beginning and then we're working together 2 or 3 months down the road, the difference for someone who's looking for it is shocking. And it's shockingly exciting. But of course, when you make that type of growth, when something major shifts, there's often times where you'll need to shift or pivot. So what is pivoting? Well, in our common vernacular, and particularly in the business world, it's a buzzword, and to pivot means to make a big change of some sort. And very often it can be, but etymologically that's not actually right, because in reality a pivot is a point where there's sort of stability and it's an anchor that frees up the rest of, you know, things to move around, right? So there's a lot of movement as long as there's something that holds firm. And in basketball, you know, there's a lot of pivoting. All of your movement you can do as long as you keep one foot pivoted. So there's this sense of there's a groundedness to it, but you can still have movement and fluidity. And that's really how that plays into the creative process. Because where pivot happens, or in the way that the pivot happens, is very different for each person and for each project. So as an example, a couple years ago, I was working with this woman and she wanted to write a very specific book. And it was such a personal story that she was really having a hard time telling it. It was like, even to sit down to write, it was like, ooh, if I'm going to tell something true about somebody who I love and it's not flattering, I just don't know how to do that. And she asked me, like, how do I tell the story of a really challenging life and a challenging family dynamic without calling people out directly and at the same time healing myself and being honest? Or how will I put it out in the world for other people who are dealing with some of these topics that our society, they're not talking about openly? It was a real burden for her. And for 10 years, she'd wanted to write the story. And within just a few months of us working together, and she was good about it. She knew that she had time. And she had always had time, but she couldn't get it, like, couldn't bring herself past that. And so she started writing, and she was writing 3 or 4 times a week and making really good progress. And, you know, within that sort of period of time, on our last meeting, was like, I don't want to write the story. And I was like, oh, okay, right? And there was a little part of me that was like, oh, like, was this, like, that's too bad, because she had this great idea and it was really important. It meant a lot to her. But here's the thing, that wasn't actually the right thing. And what she had to do was sit down to write in order to realize that writing that story was not what she needed. But she held it for so long. For 10 years, she was tortured by it. And then she could free herself up to actually write things that she really wanted to write. All of a sudden, this whole burden was lifted. And now she's able to live a life that's just so much more fulfilling, because she's not being burdened by that. So that was kind of this pivot for her that was really, really vital, and pivoting into writing other things, not being held up on that one thing. And so you can see, you can sort of set yourself up for failure in many different ways. This one client I'm speaking about, she was kind of setting herself up. I mean, it wasn't really failure, but when you look back over 10 years, the failure was not creating at all. And that was, I don't know how to start. You know, I don't know what the end is going to be. There's all of this stuff that was really holding her back, and that by starting, she was able to make the proper pivot. And I worked with this other person who I think had, you know, these grand visions of how their creative process was supposed to be. And it turns out that, you know, that was completely unrealistic. And with unrealistic visions, she set out to then prove to herself over and over and over again that she wasn't worthy of the project, that she was a creative failure because she set something that was impossible. In the amount of work that she wanted to do and the amount of time, like if you're a full-time showing up, you know, artist getting paid, you know, to write a comic book or whatever that is, you still would have a hard time hitting the goals that she was trying to hit. But this was somebody who, you know, had a child and a job and et cetera, et cetera. So she was setting herself up for failure by setting completely unrealistic expectations of how much time she had or what she could accomplish in that time. And she thought she would be able to write and illustrate an entire graphic novel in a couple of years while working a day job and raising a kid and having a relationship and all that stuff. And so when her idea of what she should do didn't work out, she felt like a failure. And then she was able to give up. And instead of revising her plans, instead of pivoting her ideas or her process, she quit. Fortunately, a few years later, we met and she was able to shift a lot of that stuff by changing her relationship to her project, by simplifying things, by giving herself more time, all the things she needed, right? She had to pivot. But for all of those years, she was setting herself up. And that becomes really important. And sometimes you'll even find that, I mean, those are two examples, but you know, there's an example like when I made Hardball, The Girls of Summer, I had to do a whole bunch of pivots. You know, like my purpose for while I was doing it had to pivot and shift a bit. There were all sorts of pivoting pieces that had to happen. It was, you know, my why was I doing it? That shifted. Halfway through making the movie, the whole thing that we had based the movie around just collapsed and didn't work out properly. So it was like pivoting the entire story. So in this case, I didn't pivot what I was doing, but how I was going to tell the story and everything had to completely change, had to totally pivot. And it took me a while to deal with it. I had several months where I was like, I don't have a movie. But I worked and I kept working and thinking about it. And then other things came up. It was a documentary following real life things. So the world changed and some interesting things came up and we made a really great movie. And by all means, actually in this episode, I'll go ahead and put a few links down below. You can watch it on Amazon. You can buy a copy there or on iTunes, but there's also a few like free places to watch it if you have like a library subscription or something like that. So I'll put that in there. And you'll see there's a point where there's a very important game that gets lost in the middle of the movie. And at that point it's like, what do we do? At the end of the day, it turns out that was vital to telling a good story because the hero has to have the challenges. And so you'll see, if you go ahead and watch it, Hardball, The Girls of Summer. So that's one of the things that this pivoting piece becomes so, so important. So questions to begin to think about, to ask yourself to discover your pivoting point. So discovery, as I mentioned earlier, is a very important part of the creative process. Like I've gone and pitched ideas to studios and they're like, oh, this is great. And then by the time you get to your final script, it doesn't resemble the first pitch at all. And that's normal. There are many ways where pivot happens, but everyone in every project does pivot at some point. It'll just pivot in different ways than you think. And so the question is like, are you going to resist it or are you going to actually relish it? Can you allow the pivot to bring ideas that you never could have seen before rather than holding on like, oh, this I'm stuck here. What is something I can now find out that I didn't know at all? Can you grow up into your new creative self as you continue to move and grow? These are important things. Like, are you willing to let go of your darlings? Or, you know, sometimes we say in filmmaking, you know, kill your babies. The thing that's so important to you, can you let it go? Can you really be that creative? Can you, this thing that you fought for and you're in the editing room and you fought to keep it in the script and you fought to shoot it and then you get into the editing room and it's just not adding to the movie anymore. Can you let it go? Can you make those pivots? So as you grow as an artist and a creative, you will hit snags and there will be writer's blocks and what ifs and all that stuff. And at such times one of the major keys to breaking through is to know where the change needs to happen and how to pivot. So with that, I hope you have a fantastic week of creativity. And remember, it's okay to let it all go. It's okay to just ask completely new questions. Take a brand new, fresh look. Where do you need to pivot? And this particular P can literally come at any time. I put it here in 7. It could be P3, P4, P5, P6, P7, P8, P9, P10. There are no 10. But it could really fall anywhere in there. And this is something to really bring into this entire process. When they're stuck, it's like, what could I be doing differently? Actually, a children's book I've been working on for a long time has just never quite worked. And last summer, I wrote 7 different versions, completely different. And my intention for myself is, how can I make this completely different with each one, taking different character point of views, make it so it's like not recognizable. It's like completely different point of view. That was a way of pivoting because it hasn't been working. So anyway, there you have it. Check show notes for any links or anything like that. Get in touch anytime you want. Matthew@MatthewCTemple.com. If you really want something you can kind of hold or kind of go through some of the paper stuff, MatthewCTemple.com/handbook. And have a great week. Tapping Creativity is brought to you in part by We Strive, a nonprofit organization that works to lead the world towards stronger, healthier, and more sustainable community. We Strive is currently at an exciting juncture in that coming out of the pandemic, it is in a place of looking to see how can it now, as a established organization, be of greatest support to the creative communities, as well as communities who are striving in any way they know how to engage in co-creating a better world. If you're interested in learning more, visit westrive.org.